Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We give shukr to Allah for the izzah that He bestowed upon us by making us people who are upon the path, the manhaj of the Salaf as-Salih. And in particular, the manhaj of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah be pleased with them all. And may Allah ta'ala join us with them because of our love for the Sahaba with them on Yawm al-Qiyamah and in al-Akhirah. See, brother, subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He refers to khayri ummat ukhrijat linnas, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the Hizbullah, ulaika Hizbullah, when Allah says they are the party of Allah who will be, you know, the ones who are muflihun, the ones who are successful. When Allah ta'ala refers to sabilil mu'minina, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam referred to al-firqatun najiyah, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam referred to ta'ifatul mansura, all these descriptions, al-jama', ahlus sunnah wal jama'. Who are these people? Who is al-firqatun najiyah? Because today part of the fitna and part of the confusion, especially amongst the shabab, is that they think that the people, just because they look a certain way and dress a certain way and speak certain language, that they are ta'ifatul mansura. But there is a very important hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hadith sahih, where the Prophet said, "My ummah," and this is based on the verse, "Okay, wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'an wa la tafarraqu." Hold fast to the rope of Allah, do not divide. Those who are holding onto the rope of Allah, and as we know, this is the wahi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is mirath al-anbiya. This is the inheritance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is what is the knowledge, is the guidance, is the teaching, is his sunnah. And those people who were most firm upon that, as we know, are the Sahaba. So that's why we have to make iqtida of the Sahaba. It's very simple. You know, because they are, you know, the people who are upon the way of Sirat al-Mustaqim. And we have to oppose wa mukhalifat ashabul jahim. We have to oppose the people who are heading towards the fire. That's the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said 73 groups. He described these fitkas. And interestingly, in the hadith, he says, before you will follow the way of the nations before you. They had fitkas, and unfortunately, this ummah has sects and groups that have divided and splintered away. These fitkas have gone away, as we know, from the clear path. And just to remind us, you know that hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, he drew the line in the sand, and he drew many lines which went away from it. You know, we have to remind ourselves all the time of these hadith because the Shabab are confused. They think Ta'ifat al-Mansura are ISIS today. And how, and the Prophet said, my ummah will not unite upon dalala and upon the incorrect beliefs. My ummah will not unite upon misguidance. And it is clear this group is misguidance, not just misguidance, they are from, they have every single characteristic and sifat of the Khawarij. And when we say my ummah, the Prophet ﷺ, remember this hadith, when he says my ummah will not unite upon misguidance, he's not referring to amutun nas, the ordinary people. He is referring to ahlul ilm, the people of knowledge and understanding. Because they know, okay, what is guidance? They know the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They know the kitab and the sunnah. They know the burhan. They know the proof that Allah ta'ala has sent. Whereas the amatun nas, the ordinary people, they don't even know alif ba'ta on many occasions. Leave alone the matters of great significance, such as, dealing with what we call the fiqh al-waqiyah, the current affairs and the current events and situations that are taking place. So one of the simple ways, and this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is why Allah has honored us, putting us upon the manhaj of the sunnah. And look what Allah ta'ala says, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِهِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِحْتَدَى وَإِنْ تَوَلُّوا فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِكَاكٍ فَسَيَكْفِيَكُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. If you believe as they believed, then Allah Ta'ala you will be rightly guarded. If they reject it, they will surely be in clear dissension. Allah is sufficient for you as a knower. So Allah says, you know, فَإِنْ آمُنُوا بِمِثْلِهِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِحْتَدَوْا. This refers to the Anbiya and the Rusul. So if you believe like the Anbiya and the Rusul, if you're upon this Aqidah, upon this Masjid, then you will be rightly guided. But also it refers to the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you believe like them, if you have iman like they have iman, if you have the correct understanding of the kitab, and this is very important. You see, what is the excellence? Why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this group al-firqatun najiyah? Why is it the Prophet said, that regarding the 73 groups of this ummah, 72 are heading towards Jahannam. And the root, they all begin in the time of the Prophet ﷺ with what? Al-Khawarij. They are the first group to split away. And therefore every firqa thereafter has the sifat of the Khawarij. And in its fundamental mistake, as the Prophet said, they recite the Quran, it does not pass their lips. They do not have the understanding of the ayat of Allah. You see, one of the clear proofs of that is that, look, as Ibn al-Qayyim, he described the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, shahidu tanzeem wa shahidu min hadi rasulihi al-kareem. They were the ones who were shahid, witnessed the revelation of the ayat of Allah. And then as soon as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received this revelation, as we know, okay, wa yu'allimuhumul kitab wal hikmah, he taught them the knowledge of the Quran and the wisdom, the sunnah associated with it. So he explained this to the companions. You see, the Prophet ﷺ came, who does it? When Allah says, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرِ لِتُبَيَّنِ النَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. We have revealed to you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this dhikr, so that you may explain it to the people. Who is he explaining it to except the Sahaba radiallahu anhum? And that's why we protect the izzah and the honor of the Sahaba. These two subjects go hand in hand. Because those people who oppose the sunnah, the Sahaba, radiallahu anhum, they are opposing the very foundation of the Quran. They are attacking the Quran because they are the ones to whom the Quran was revealed, and their knowledge of it is the best of any other nation that there will ever be, because they witnessed the guidance and they recorded it and they preserved it. And so when the jam of the Quran was done, how was it done except through the narrations of the companions, through them, like I said, reciting the Quran? That's how, when the compilation of the Quran took place at the time of Abu Bakr and was completed in the time of Uthman radiallahu anhum, then this is, how it was done. So the people who attack this, attack the very foundation of Islam, because they are not people who are versed in the knowledge. So now we go back onto the current situation, and there was another clear indicator of the evil of this group, ISIS. And that how none of the Shabab can be misguided. And that was their killing of Abdurrahman Kasig this week, rahimallah. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy upon him. May Allah Ta'ala give him the death of the Shaheed, inshaAllah. Because he is the one who is a Muslim brother. He was a Muslim brother, subhanAllah. There was no doubt about his Islam and his Shahada. And he was a person out there helping the Muslims, setting up hospitals for them. Now you tell me anywhere in the Sharia where it is permissible to take a one who is non-combatant, not fighting you, helping you, and to execute them in this way. Where is this in any foundation? And then when you ask them, these murderers, these killers, when you ask them, give us the sabut, give us the proof, then they start to twist the ayat of Allah. So one of the verses they say is that, this verse, وَلَا يَقْتَلُ نَفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. Do not kill the soul of one person unless you have a right. Illa bilhaq. So they say, we have a right to kill him, subhanAllah. And this is again twisted. I said, how do you have... And so we asked them, how do you have a right to kill this person who has done nothing to you, has not attacked you, not opposed you, not done any oppression to you, not killed you? How have you a right? They said, because their forces, the enemies, have killed us, then we have a right to kill them. Now, where is this in the Sharia? We find this nowhere in terms of the understanding of this verse, anywhere in the Sharia. That you, and in fact, this is the time of Jahiliyyah. Before Islam came, we have the laws on qisas, the law on retribution. Eye for an eye. If one kills you, you have the right to take a life of one who has killed someone in your family, etc., etc. So we believe in a life for a life. But as we know, the Sharia is more complicated. You can also forgive the person, or you can also take the compensation, the blood money from them as well. So we believe in taking a life for a life. But whose life? The one who killed is the one whose life is taken. That in the times of Jahiliyyah, what the people would do is that when someone committed a murder, then the people would go and attack the whole family. And they would take their retribution on everyone. Okay, and on the people who are not responsible for that killing. This is the time of Jahiliyyah. This is a time when people were criminals and had no hudud, no sharia, no rules and regulations to live on. Allah Ta'ala came to remove us from this jahiliyyah. So what we see in them, why? Because they have no ulama and fuqaha amongst them. They have no people who are versed in the Quran. So another thing regarding the ISIS group that we said and made a demand from them says, bring your scholars. Bring the people who are giving you a tazkira, an approval, a reference, saying that you are upon haq. Where are the scholars that you bring? Bring one single scholar who is regarded as from the kibar al-ulama, that is regarded from the senior scholars in Balad al-Sham, in the whole of this land, where, or anywhere in the world. So they bring a big list of 50 scholars. And most of these scholars, they are just, when you see this, again, the people, they are fooled. Because how do we know someone is from Ahlul Ilm? This is a very important principle where the Shabab, again, are misguided today. Unfortunately, Shabab are not driven by knowledge-based principles, they are driven by emotion. So they see someone who looks and speaks a particular way. Even in the hadith of Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman radiallahu anh, he mentioned, look what he mentioned. He says, there will be people who are the callers to the gates of hellfire. That's what he said. They are calling to Jahannam. They said, they will speak like you, they will look like you, but they will be calling to Jahannam. So how do we guard against this? And the way that we protect ourselves and guide from this misguidance is how? That we have to stick to the ulama. And we have to stick to people. And this is the safe way. You see, brothers, being upon the way of Sabil al-Mu'mineena, this hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, وَأَنَّ هَذَا سِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَن سَبِيلِهِ ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Verily, this is my straight path. Stick to it. Do not follow the other paths, the other fiqhs who are going away from this. This he has ordered you so that you may become muttaqeen. Now some people say, oh, we want to follow the other ways. They sound more exciting. They appeal to the emotion. They appeal to the intellect. But you see, the intellect has to be in accordance with the proof from the kitab and the sunnah. Otherwise this is not intellect. It's a principle that the akal should conform to the naql. That the akal should be in accordance with what Allah has revealed. Not you think, I think, oh, this sounds good, it appeals to my intellectual understanding, therefore I'll... No, these are the firqas which are going away. The safe way, the guaranteed way for the help of Allah, the long way. This is a long way as well, brothers. This is a hard way. This is a difficult, this is a way which does not follow the desires. You want safety and security from Jahannam, you stick to the Sabil al-Mu'mineen. You stick to the way of the companions. You stick to the way of the scholars. People who have this understanding. So when we go back to this verse, you know that they make their own tafsir of this verse. This is just like when Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu, he went to al-Khawarij, who had rebelled against Muawiyah. Thousands of them. And he went to them and he debated them. And from the first thing he said to them, and this is the thing, you see amongst the Al-Khawarij the same thing. They're Shabab, mainly young people who are confused. Even our teachers, they used to say to us many years ago that they worried about us because we were Shabab, that we were youth. And they think that because the youth do not connect with the ulama, then you will become. And this has happened many times. Many Islamic movements have made the same mistake over the last 100 years, 30 years, 40 years. We see the same thing in Misr. With the Shabab, they disconnect from the ulama, and then they decide themselves to act. And the famous event when, you know, they assassinated Anwar Sadat, the Egyptian president, you know, one of the Jamaat of Jihad, they assassinated him. And then after this happened, what happened is that they clamped down even more. They brought even stricter conditions and they stopped the dawah from happening. Likewise, we see many of the movements. And this is the fitna of shaitan. There's a fitna that shaitan, he comes to the Shabab and he tries to push them, before they are ready. And before they have not just the strength in terms of iman and taqwa, but also the qudra, the capability to do anything. And the Muslims don't have capability. Look at this other fitan, brothers, that happened this week. And people are not speaking that these people, we don't know the full story, but these men that went into the synagogue in Jerusalem, and killed the priests, the rabbis in there. This is a crime. This is against our deen. We speak against this. Like, we cannot say, oh, they went to Masjid al-Aqsa. Because Allah says, لَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَاتِ وَسَيِّئَةِ إِذْ فَبِلَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنِ. The evil deed and the good deed are not the same. Just because they did something to us, we cannot do something. And then there's another principle, which is about maslaha and mafsada, that we know that the people who go do this, for five of the Jewish people that have been killed, there will be 500 Palestinians that are killed. We know this. 500 Palestinians that will be killed. So how is this something which is beneficial and brings the izzah of Allah and the honor of Allah? You see, the good deed and the evil deed are not the same. And this is people who act, and you know, without any wisdom or knowledge. Then there's also the position, the principle of qudra. They don't have any capability to defend themselves against Israel. No capability. So why do you attack someone who you have no capability to attack yourself? Yes, defend yourself, because Allah Ta'ala has given you that right. But again, not to go beyond the bounds. Not to go to be excessive, to make, ghulu in this matter. So this is all examples, brothers, of the Shabab acting emotionally, disconnecting themselves from the ulama and going to the ulama which are online. So we ask the simple question of ISIS and all these, where are your scholars? Where are your teachers? Where are the ones who are giving you your fatwa? So they give a list of 50 people. And in this 50 people, the vast majority of them are kunya. So we don't even know who they are, what their identity is, where they studied, who have they studied with. They're just kunyas. And then those people we know, look at the names that they put on this list. Okay, Abdullah Al-Faisal Al-Jamaiki from Jamaica. Abdullah Al-Faisal, as some of you know, who was the main supporter when he was here in the UK and they kicked him out of Dar al-Harb, and was a person who only called to takfir. And this is the religion of al-Khawarij. The religion or the asul of al-Khawarij is takfir. Just to make people. And also, Abdullah al-Faisal, we know he's not an alim. He's just someone who studied at diploma level. Then they also bring other names like Anjum Chowdhury. How is Anjum Chowdhury an alim? How does he compare to those people who are studied 30, 40, 50, 60 years? Memorize Quran, the Hadith, okay, are true people of knowledge and understanding. So this is how they're fooling the people. Because this is the simplest Hadith, that Allah will not let my Ummah unite upon misguidance and incorrect beliefs. And those people who are qualified, are the ulama. This is what is referred to. Just in the same way, when Allah Ta'ala, He says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْلُ أُمَّةُ أُخْرِجَتْ لِنَاسِ تَعْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْحَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكُرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. You are the best people raised up for mankind. He is referring to the companions of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam radiallahu anhum. He is referring to the best of the people. Because, and their excellence comes from having the ilm wal amal, the knowledge and the action upon this. So they distort the ayat and they twist it. Just look, this is just as the description of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There will come a group of people, they will recite the Quran, it will not pass their lips. Yani, what does it mean if it doesn't pass the lips? Yani, it does not go into the heart. It does not go into the brain. They do not understand the meaning of the verse of Allah, the ayat of Allah. And as a result, he said, they will apply the verses on the mu'minun upon the kafirun. And the reverses on the kafirs upon the mu'mins. So they don't even have the understanding to interpret correctly. And the Prophet said they go out of Islam quicker than the arrow goes through the game. So this is how he described this group of people as the dogs of the hellfire. And we should not be deceived. This is why this is for us, is our jihad. And brothers, by fighting against ISIS and speaking against ISIS, we are actually protecting the honor of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ and the honor of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Because these people are a firqa which is going away from the Sabil al-Mu'mineen. And if you don't speak against it, then you will find yourself affected by this. There are so many verses. The verses that I mentioned, the time is short. But first of all, you know, but most importantly, this verse, and again in this month, that is now ending of Muharram. I always do my khutbah in this month upon the excellence of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, because they are the best of the nation. And we have to realize we attach ourselves with the best ummah, not the worst ummah. The best people, not the worst of the people. And so therefore the Prophet ﷺ said, okay, and there are so many hadith about the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, that they had the best hearts. That they are the ones who were, and you look amongst them, the excellence of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu comes when you see amongst them, you see that they were, that the number of ulama and fuqaha that was amongst them, compared to the generations that come after. But one thing that all of us are agreed upon, regarding the Sahaba, is that there was no bid'ah amongst them. They did not innovate. They made ittiba. They followed the example of the Prophet ﷺ and were firm upon it. There was no itfiraq, splitting up amongst them. They were one jama'ah. And in terms of the understanding of the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there was no ummah more superior in their understanding of the Quran. So therefore, if this is the excellence of the Sahaba, it's very simple for us. If you believe like they believe, then you will be rightly guided. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and has described them, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an, that Allah is pleased with them, they are pleased with Allah. Allah has entered them into paradise. The whole of them, the first of them to the last of them, Ansar and the Muhajirun, every single one of them, over 100,000 who were at the time of the Khutbatul Wida of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah ta'ala has established their excellence. So the Sahaba is anyone who saw or heard or was in the company of the Prophet ﷺ, even if it be for a second, and died upon iman. This is what is included in this group, and we love all of them. And it is from iman that you love of the Prophet ﷺ is love of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And from that love of the Sahaba, of course, we love that those Sahaba who are obviously most in terms of those who are afdhul. And from our iman is that the best in this ummah after the Prophet ﷺ is Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And then Umar, and then Uthman radiallahu anhuma, and then Ali radiallahu anhu, and then the Ashra Mubashara, and then, you know, it goes on the Ansar and the Muhajirun and those people who fought in Badr and those people who spent more time with. And we love Ahlul Bayt. So this is again another lie, because from loving of the Prophet is to love the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We love them, we honor them, but we do not make ghulu, we do not go to the extreme in terms of this love of them. And so when the Sahaba are mentioned, as we know, our way is to remain quiet, to withhold. You see, there is this verse in the Quran where Allah Ta'ala, He describes, Imam Malik Rahimullah said, one who has a bad feeling in his heart towards any Sahabi. Or in another example, he said, there is a person, he loves Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhum. He loves them, but he loves Ali radiallahu anhum more than them. This is a person where Imam Malik, he said, this verse in the Quran, where Allah Ta'ala, He says, لِيَغِيذَ بِهُمُ الْكُفَّارِ, that the Sahaba are described as those people who Allah says, okay, يُعْجِبُ الزُّرَاءَ, they are delight the one who sowed the seeds. Who is the one who sowed the seeds that made the Sahaba grow? It is Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw his Sahaba, he was delighted. لِيَغِيثَ بِهُمُ الْكُفَّارِ, but when the kuffar saw the Sahaba, they were angry. So Imam Malik rahimahullah says, one who has any ill feeling in his heart towards the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, then this verse applies to him, because he has anger towards them rather than the happiness and the joy of seeing them. Brothers, in our time where the internet and where all of these influences, false sheikhs, people who present themselves as people of knowledge but have no sanad, no ijazah, no permission to teach, no qualification. They are just celebrities who speak and they are enticing the youth. We need to return our youth back to these fundamental principles of going back to the best of the people in terms of knowledge and understanding. And that our scholars and our teachers are only people who follow this way. And if we don't, then we'll see the confusion and conflict that we have today. And nothing, as Imam Malik rahimahullah said, nothing will make Islah rectify the Khalaf, the latter part of the Ummah, except that which rectified the former part of the Ummah. So nothing will bring the Izzah of Allah except that which brought the Izzah of Allah upon the first Ummah and made them the best of the Ummahs. And as Hassan al-Basri, I'll just finish with it, he said nothing when a group of Shabab, they came to him and they said, give us a fatwa, we want to fight against al-Hajjaj. Same thing today. You see, this is the thing, all the youth want is fatwa to do, fight, fight, fight. Our manhaj and the manhaj of the Anbiya and the Rasul, وَلَكَدْ بَأَثْنَ فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا عَنِي أَبُدُ اللَّهِ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ. Every single ummah, Allah Ta'ala sent a messenger with the words, worship Allah and reject the taghut. This is the way of the Anbiya to call to Tawheed. And what are the groups calling to today? We don't even hear anyone calling to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and correcting and rectifying the aqeedah. All they are dealing with is the political matters. So just as in the time of Al-Hassan al-Basri, rahmallah, a group of Shabab, they said, give us a fatwa, we want to fight. He says, no. He says, if this is the azab of Allah, then no sword will remove the punishment of Allah. And if this is the test of Allah, then have sabr. What beautiful words. The people said to Al-Hassan, they said, oh, you are an old man. They ignored him. They left him. Because they wanted to fight, because it was their desire to fight, not to follow the one who was the Imam of the time. Every single one of them fought, every single one of them was killed. No benefit came from them. Just as today, no benefit is coming from these deviant groups who are fighting and killing themselves and are really criminal organizations. No benefit is coming from them. And Al-Hassan, he said, these are people who have acted like when a thief comes into the house, the person goes straight for the sword. You see, when a thief comes into your house, you just react. You don't use your ilm, you know, your knowledge, your understanding. You don't go to people. You just react to the situation. No benefit will come from it. The azab of Allah will only be lifted by what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is returning to the best of the deen. As Allah says, فَإِنْ آمُنُوا بِمِثْلِهِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِحْتَدَوْا. May Allah ta'ala make us of those people. أَقُولُ كَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِلِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ.